Welcome to PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer. We're celebrating the memory of former Bears great Doug Buffon, who would have turned 71 on Saturday, by talking to some of his ex-teammates about what he meant to them as a player and as a person. Buffon, who spent his entire NFL career with the Bears from 1966 to 79, passed away on April 20th.
You know, Doug was indeed special. It kind of breaks my heart to think about him being gone.
And Doug was always the guy that always had a big smile on his face, you know, and easygoing. And that's the reason everybody liked him. No one had a bad word to say about Doug.
Buffon played 14 seasons with the Bears, which is tied with linebacker Bill George for the second most in franchise history, behind long snapper Patrick Manley's 16.
Well, you know, when I came into the league, Doug Buffon was one of the first, I guess you call it, all pros that I had to block. And after I blocked him, he came over to me and said, "Can you do that every time?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "You're going to be all right." And to me, it was very special coming from a guy that's been in the league for a long, long time. So it meant a lot to me for him to just give me the approval.
Buffon was selected by the Bears in the fourth round of the 1966 draft out of Louisville, arriving 1 year after Hall of Fame linebacker Dick Butkus. The two played side by side for 8 seasons.
I think one of the things that I noticed more than anything else, you go around in different places and see pictures over the wall, looking at Butkus and some of the others. Almost in every one of those snaps, there's 55. He was always around the ball, too.
Well, yeah. You see, I remember the three Bs, and we had Butkus, Brubach, you know, and Buffon. And, yeah, of course, Dick did receive all the attention. But there were some guys that had to do a lot of the dirty work, and it had to be done, and he was one of those guys to make certain that it was being done. You couldn't have had a better guy on the team or in your locker room.